We have some wild news. CNN did a sit-down interview with the woman who recorded the most clear video of Alex Preti's execution in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This video showed the whole series of events from beginning to finish. She saw everything. And she revealed in this interview a few key things that prove the administration is not just covering this up, but they're doing it in such a brazen way that it's almost offensive. It is offensive to the people who were there on the scene. She reveals that investigators haven't even reached out to her. She recorded the main video that went incredibly viral and that directly contradicted Kristi Noem's statements, directly contradicted Stephen Miller's statements. It was the main video that basically proved that this was an execution. Yet the FBI, the DHS, none of the investigators have reached out to her whatsoever. I also think it's important to point out the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, which has historically investigated shootings involving federal law enforcement officials, is not expected to investigate the shooting of Alex Preti in Minneapolis, according to two senior law enforcement officials. This is very unusual, and it's exactly what happened after Renee Good was killed. As it says, Todd Blanche, the number two in the department, made the same decision after Renee Good was killed. The decision is to spike any joint coordinated investigation that can provide oversight and take control of the entire investigation themselves. Basically, hey, we investigated ourselves and found that we did nothing wrong. It's the oldest trick in the book. I also think we need to be talking more about Alex Preti's cell phone camera footage. He was clearly recording this entire interaction, and this recording has now fallen into the hands of the Department of Homeland Security. So just to back up, if you appreciate the breaking news that we bring, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let's start with Trump's comments 24 hours ago that they're doing a, quote, big investigation. A honorable and honest investigation. Then we'll show you the main witness, the primary witness, talking about how she hasn't even been contacted. A clear, clear cover-up.
You said Alex Preti's death was justified.
Well, you know, we're doing a big investigation. I want to see the investigation. I'm going to be watching over it. I want a very honorable and honest investigation. I have to see it myself.
An honorable and honest investigation that he's going to personally oversee himself. Yeah, I'm very confident in this. I'm confident in Donald Trump's ability to really pick out the fine details of an investigation and figure things out. Yeah, we're so absolutely cooked. The people in charge are absolute idiots. I mean, look at this video going viral of Kristi Noem. Some right-wing account posted this and said, thumbs up if you think Kristi Noem is doing a great job. And Kristi Noem is standing there. And throughout this video, I shit you not, she's pointing the barrel of a rifle in the face of other armed men. Look at this. Look at this. He's nervously shifting, and he even looks down for a second like, is she pointing that right at me? And then he looks back up, and then he begins to nervously shift because he's like, holy shit, she's going to cap me on camera just like she did her dog. This is like gun etiquette 101. Even if the gun isn't loaded, even if it's not loaded, you treat it always as if it's loaded. And I'm pretty sure this gun right here is loaded. This is gun etiquette 101. Donald Trump is overseeing the investigation. Kristi Noem is about to blow people's heads off. And let's check out what the woman who was on the ground and recorded the main video had to say.
Have you been contacted by anyone from the federal government? FBI?
Nope. No, I have
Border
not.
Border Patrol, Homeland Security?
I do have a legal team now who are fielding much of that, and I am no longer accessible in those ways.
I talked to your attorney this morning. She said she had not received any outreach from the FBI or anybody from the federal government. Wow.
I do not think they have my name yet. Obviously, they will.
Wow.
You've given testimony to state investigators.
Yes.
Do you have confidence in a federal investigation?
No. No, I do not.
Wait, there's a key moment right here. He kind of says it very quickly, but he says, you've given evidence to state investigators. So she has cooperated with the state investigators, the same state investigators that were then spiked by the federal investigators that now don't even know her name.
You've given testimony to state investigators.
Yes.
Do you have confidence in a federal investigation?
No. No, I do not. I have faith in various representatives throughout our country who are trying to do the right thing and make sure that justice is served. I have faith in our local government in Minnesota. I think they are wanting to make sure to protect us and investigate it thoroughly, but they are trying to block that from happening. They wouldn't even let the investigative team come to the crime scene. I mean, their goal is to protect themselves and to spin stories.
It's incredible to me, though, that 4 days after this shooting, you have not been contacted by anybody from the FBI or the federal government. Right. What does that tell you?
That they're protecting themselves and they don't care about the truth.
They're very clearly protecting themselves, covering this up. The other option is they're just too dumb to follow protocol. Like, can you imagine Kristi Noem and Cash Patel are sitting there smoking a joint and they're like, oh shit, we were supposed to hit up the witnesses. We forgot to do that. We're 5 days out. In reality, Trump is giving top-down orders to go all in on this cover-up. He gave top-down orders right after this happened, right after Renee Good happened, to go all in on the cover-up. We then saw Stephen Miller leading the rhetoric, telling people to call Alex Pretty a domestic terrorist or a assassin. This is the exact reporting that has come out. Donald Trump goes all in on the most escalatory cover-up possible. Stephen Miller leads the way on the minutia. Kristi Noem gets thrown under the bus for being the one that does it in the dumbest way possible. Again, release the footage from Alex Pretty's cell phone camera. It's very important to point out, after Renee Nicole Good was executed a few weeks back in early January, January 7th, six prosecutors at the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division quit over a push to investigate the ICE shooting victim's widow. So they were trying to investigate Renee Good's wife. They were trying to investigate her wife rather than investigate the actual shooting. So Joseph H. Thompson, a career federal prosecutor who was the acting U.S. attorney for Minnesota and who helped find the fraud last year, ended up resigning. This is very important because we're just learning that the Civil Rights Division in the Justice Department was being spiked from this investigation as well. Listen to James Tallarico putting it just oh so perfect.
Alex Pretty died as he lived, protecting his neighbors. Alex devoted his life to caring for our American veterans, nursing them back to health in the local VA. And in his final moments, Alex stood between a masked man and his neighbor, risking his life to protect hers. That is what real courage looks like. Not hiding behind a mask, not shooting a man in the back, and not lying to cover it up. In a country run by cowards, be like Alex Pretty.
Wow. Really, really powerful messaging there coming from James Tallarico. Great, great stuff. Let's check in on how right-wingers are messaging about this event.
Simply, first of all, when these people come out and go, Tim's a bootlicker for defending us, I'm like, no, you misunderstand. It's my boot. It's mine. I voted for them. I'm wearing the boot. I'm stomping on the ground. I ain't licking anybody. I'm clapping for these people that I said, please go out and enforce the law. And anybody else who's cheering for it, who voted for it too, we're all wearing the boots. You're the one crying. You're the one saying, you're coming.
So just say you're a fascist if you're a fascist. This is like the part of 1984 when the guy actually just starts to like Big Brother. He's like, you know what? I've resigned. Big Brother is good now. If you like a fascist regime, just admit that. He goes on weekly tirades about how Ukraine is the enemy of America. He gets money from Russia. He talks about civil wars all of the time. This is not even political commentary. This is just the next iteration of the poisonous, vile BS that Rush Limbaugh would spew all of the damn time. This is the next iteration of Newt Gingrich's style of politics, and that's the type of politics that Donald Trump plays. I made a video about this last night, but you may have seen that Representative Ilhan Omar got attacked in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Man, everything happens in Minnesota, huh? She was giving a town hall in Minnesota, and a Trump supporter ran up and said she needs to be impeached, something about Zohran Mamdani, and then sprayed her with an unknown substance, which now seems to be, thankfully, not any sort of poisonous chemical. It seems like Ilhan Omar got checked and she is okay. But Donald Trump's reaction was to say, I think she's a fraud. She probably had herself sprayed, knowing her. I'm so sick of this game. It's not a game, but I'm so sick of the way Republicans play politics. Donald Trump and every Republican beneath him in the party have been saying that Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey are being radical and escalatory in their rhetoric. But every single time Donald Trump makes statements like this, it's like they have blindfolds on. It's like, oh, maybe he didn't even mean to say that she pepper sprayed herself. Or they'll jump in and say, yeah, of course it was staged. So they use this crazy, vile, escalatory rhetoric saying Ilhan Omar should be deported and impeached and is a fake congresswoman and isn't even an American. That's what Trump says. And then when she gets attacked, he says she didn't actually get attacked. And Republicans say Tim Walz is the one escalating. This shit pisses me off. You see the same thing with everything else Trump does. When he denied the election for over a year, Republicans said, oh, Hillary Clinton one time in 2017 said Donald Trump is a fake president. It was a completely different context. Her saying that he's a fake president one time is not the same as him saying that there are millions of illegal votes. Time and time again, Donald Trump is held to a different standard. But on this show, we continue to call it out. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.